Hey, Mark, can you lend me a hand, please?
Sure, Dave, what's up?
I have to write this report about last week's new contracts, but I'm not sure how to start. Do we have a template to follow?
Not really. It might be a good idea to set up a template of your own, to keep as a reference.
That's true. This is the first one I write, though, so I'm a little lost. Where should I begin?
You should start with the basics. Who is the client? How long is the contract? You know, that kind of thing.
Right. Is that how you usually write your reports?
Yeah, I describe the client, the length of the contract. Then I go into financial details and wrap it up with my predictions about whether or not the contract will be renewed.
What about the legal part? That is a very technical part. I'm not sure where to begin.
Don't worry about that. That's not our pot anyway. What you should do is write up the basics, like I told you. Then send it over to legal. That's their task.
Well, that certainly makes things easier.
It does. You might want to have the boss take a look at it before you send it to legal, though. Just to make sure you're not forgetting anything important.
I will definitely do that.
Great. As I said before, I would suggest that you keep this first report as a template for yourself once the boss approves it. This is going to save you a lot of work down the line.
Do you always do that? It would be nice if you shared this suggestion at our next staff meeting.
That's actually a good idea. To be honest, I never shared it because I figured this was standard procedure for pretty much everyone.
It's not, especially not for me, since I'm still getting the hang of everything.
Well, I'm glad I could help you. If you need anything else, let me know.
Hey, Mark, can you lend me a hand, please?
Sure, Dave, what's up?
I have to write this report about last week's new contracts, but I'm not sure how to start. Do we have a template to follow?
Not really. It might be a good idea to set up a template of your own, to keep as a reference.
That's true. This is the first one I write, though, so I'm a little lost. Where should I begin?
You should start with the basics. Who is the client? How long is the contract? You know, that kind of thing.
Right. Is that how you usually write your reports?
Yeah, I describe the client, the length of the contract. Then I go into financial details and wrap it up with my predictions about whether or not the contract will be renewed.
What about the legal part? That is a very technical part. I'm not sure where to begin.
Don't worry about that. That's not our pot anyway. What you should do is write up the basics, like I told you. Then send it over to legal. That's their task.
Well, that certainly makes things easier.
It does. You might want to have the boss take a look at it before you send it to legal, though. Just to make sure you're not forgetting anything important.
I will definitely do that.
Great. As I said before, I would suggest that you keep this first report as a template for yourself once the boss approves it. This is going to save you a lot of work down the line.
Do you always do that? It would be nice if you shared this suggestion at our next staff meeting.
That's actually a good idea. To be honest, I never shared it because I figured this was standard procedure for pretty much everyone.
It's not, especially not for me, since I'm still getting the hang of everything.
Well, I'm glad I could help you. If you need anything else, let me know.
Hey, Mark, can you lend me a hand, please?
Sure, Dave, what's up?
I have to write this report about last week's new contracts, but I'm not sure how to start. Do we have a template to follow?
Not really. It might be a good idea to set up a template of your own, to keep as a reference.
That's true. This is the first one I write, though, so I'm a little lost. Where should I begin?
You should start with the basics. Who is the client? How long is the contract? You know, that kind of thing.
Right. Is that how you usually write your reports?
Yeah, I describe the client, the length of the contract. Then I go into financial details and wrap it up with my predictions about whether or not the contract will be renewed.
What about the legal part? That is a very technical part. I'm not sure where to begin.
Don't worry about that. That's not our pot anyway. What you should do is write up the basics, like I told you. Then send it over to legal. That's their task.
Well, that certainly makes things easier.
It does. You might want to have the boss take a look at it before you send it to legal, though. Just to make sure you're not forgetting anything important.
I will definitely do that.
Great. As I said before, I would suggest that you keep this first report as a template for yourself, once the boss approves it. This is gonna save you a lot of work down the line.
Do you always do that? It would be nice if you shared this suggestion at our next staff meeting.
That's actually a good idea. To be honest, I never shared it because I figured this was standard procedure for pretty much everyone.
It's not, especially not for me, since I'm still getting the hang of everything.
Well, I'm glad I could help you. If you need anything else, let me know.